Track 1.16.
Thanks for meeting with me about this next round of interviews.
No problem. I'm really looking forward to meeting Andy again.
Yes, he really stood out from the others. Of the three who passed to the next round, he's perhaps the most promising.
Yes, I agree, but I am a bit worried because he has changed jobs quite a lot since he graduated from university.
I see what you mean. It's difficult to know with the younger generation, really, but it is quite common nowadays. Younger people rarely stay in a job for more than 2 or 3 years.
Do you see that as a problem?
No, in fact, it might even be a positive thing, because it is essential for the company to find an employee with the right kind of experience for the job.
That's a good point, and he will bring with him a lot of knowledge of the industry.
Yes, it's important for us to find someone with the right balance of experience and qualifications.
From what I saw on his resume, he has the right qualifications. In fact, he went to one of the best universities in the country. I was impressed with that.
Yes, but remember that if he passes the second interview stage, he will sit our internal exam, which will test his knowledge of the area.
Will it provide us with enough information to make a decision?
Almost. If he does well in the test, then we ask for 3 recommendations from former employers. These should tell us something about his personality and work ethic, which is more difficult to test.
True. A strong work ethic is important, and he needs to be a strong character to deal with the kind of clients we have.
If it works out and we offer him an attractive package, he is likely to stay with us for 3 to 5 years. Let's see how he performs in this new interview.
Yes, let's. Shall we call him in and get started?